Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm Meng Shusheng. Welcome to our annual results announcement. Thank you for your long-term concern and support for China Unicom. On behalf of the management, I would like to welcome all of you to our presentation this evening. There are two sessions. First, our chairman will deliver his speech, to be followed by Q&A. We'll only respond to content relevant to the presentation. If we're not able to take all your questions, after the meeting, we will follow up. We will use Chinese for our exchange. You can listen to our English SI. Please turn your mobile phones off or to vibration mode. We attach great importance to exchanges with our analysts and investors. Allow me to introduce members of the management to you. We have Mr. Chen Shongyue, Chairman and CEO. Executive Director, Mr. Wang Junzhi. Mr. Liang Baojun, Senior Vice President. Executive Director and CFO, Ms. Liu Zhuo. Next, Mr. Chen, our Chairman and CEO, will take us through the performance highlights. Dear investors and analysts, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to our results announcement. Thank you for your concern and support for China Unicom. In 2023, we have achieved new height for our operating performance. We have steady growth in revenue, reaching 372.6 million, up by 5%. We have rapidly improving profitability at 22.9 billion, up by 11.5%. We also significantly enhanced investment returns. We have reached a record high in recent years of up to 5.4% ROE. This is because of our focus on setting up a cyber superpower and Digital China, and we have two major segments: connectivity and communications, and computing and digital smart applications. Now, I will talk about the development details for the two major segments. For connectivity and communications, we are talking about mobile connectivity, broadband connectivity, TV connectivity, leased line connectivity, communication services, and info services. Connectivity and communication segment currently takes up 75% of our revenue. User base already exceeded 1 billion households. For mobile connectivity, net increase of users, 10.6 million, up 90%. The total number is 330 million households. We continue to optimize the structure. 5G penetration rate up by 12 percentage points, reaching 78%. IoT scale, about 500 million. More than 90% are high-speed connections. Broadband business, we rely on the gigabit reputation. The net increase has reached new heights in the past decade, reaching 113 million households. With improving structure and the broadband infiltration rate is 76%. Gigabit penetration, 22%, up by 6 percentage points. It also drives development of TV connectivity. IPTV total volume of users already exceeded 47 million, penetration rate reaching 42%. Communications information services has been growing rapidly. We perfected the platform plus cloud plus application model. We have innovative products for our users. Revenue scale exceeded 10 billion. Personal smart living and Unicom Smart Home have achieved new scales. CDSA include Unicom Cloud, IDC system integration, data application, data services, and cybersecurity subsegments. In 2023, CDSA has been doing very well, taking up about one quarter of our revenue, creating more than 50% of newly added revenue. To be more specific, our cloud continues to be very strong. Revenue increased by 41.6%, reaching 51 billion. Because of digitalization, among all industries, we serve 21 ministry-level projects, 19 provincial government clouds, more than 1,000 medical cloud projects, and we have been speeding up AI layout to construct A1+N+X AI computing capability system and Yuanjing AI LLM system. We focus on innovation, and data services continue to take the lead in the market. We obtain certification with the highest score for DCMM5. Our share has been exceeding 50% for many years. We provide comprehensive support to government affairs digital transformation. We cover more than 15 provincial level platforms and more than 100 district and county level cities. We are thriving in terms of the digital application ecosystem. Revenue up by 17.5%, reaching 5.6 billion yuan. And we provide reformed support to various sectors. 5G coverage, more than 71 categories of national economy, and 5G private network, more than 8,500 households. We also focus on proprietary R&D capability, more than 32 new professional specialized products, self-developed products, contract value exceeded 16 billion. Cybersecurity, revenue up by 120%. We focus on safety of data, information, and network. We step up our layout and set up the first megacity digital security operations center and the first anti-fraud center with enhancing infrastructural capability. We use Mo Gong platform as the foundation to provide platform plus module plus services packages to more than 10,000 households or clients. International business also a lot of good news. Revenue reached 10.8 billion yuan, up by 15%. We will focus on infrastructural facilities that is high quality, accessible, and reliable. Submarine cable exceeded 660,000 kilometers, offshore data centers nearly 10,000, and we provide high-quality services to Belt and Road countries, servicing more than 36 organizations around the world in more than 200 countries and areas. And we focus on co-build, co-share model. We have rapid development of our network scale. 5G, 4G co-share base stations, more than 3.21 million. Coverage is leading in the world. And our efficiency is very high. Less than 3 years went into constructing this 5G network, covering the entire nation. And in terms of innovation, we have overcome many world-class difficulties and issues, obtaining very outstanding performance awards, setting up new benchmark for the entire business. And in terms of savings, we saved 39 billion in OPEX because of co-build and co-share. And saving in terms of CAPEX is 340 billion already. For 2023, CAPEX was 73.9 billion, showing a turning point. We also focus on innovation, focus on core technologies. We have set up 40 international standard projects and 12 national projects, achieving 11 major breakthroughs. We focus a lot on nurturing our talents. We have a team of more than 1,000 people who include leading experts and talents and professionals. We also have outstanding ESG performance. We focus on green development so that we can construct a beautiful China. We focus on social responsibility, and we provide a lot of support and reform initiatives to perfect our governance level, enhance our operating efficiency so that we can inform the market of our new value and new developments. In 2023, we are talking about per share dividend 0.33 RMB. We will continue to grow our profit and revenue while maintaining sustainable development. We are dedicated to sharing our long-term dividend with our shareholders. Payout level 55% is actually historical high. In 2024, we will maintain our strategies to build a strong enterprise. We'll build it with technology talents, reform, digital intelligence, and branding work. We will grow in terms of our connectivity, communications development, computing and network integration development, digital smart application development, international development. We will focus innovation in big data and AI so that we can promote new developments. We will also rely on the foundation of digital new infrastructure, high quality service, and cybersecurity so that we can be a world-class enterprise. For 2024, we are confident that we will maintain stable growth of our revenue and also growth in profit because of our investment going into our infrastructure. We are moving away from CNC to the high-growth computing front. The fixed investment plan is 65 billion yuan, which represents a drop of 10% or more since 2023. So the investment will mainly go into the computing front. Thank you very much for your support and concern. We will continuously enhance our core competitiveness so that we can return greater values to our shareholders, clients, and the society. Thank you.